Welcome to the U-Turn Podcast. This is the place to connect to who you truly are. We're bringing PhDs, experts, and leaders to help you elevate your mindset in your work life and in your love life so that you can see things differently and truly love your world. I'm Ashley Stahl. I'm a career expert, author, and TEDx speechwriter and booker, and I'm excited to bring you in to this week's episode. Okay, U-Turn friends, you know when I bring someone that I've met before on the podcast, there's something really special about them, and Dean Graziosi is absolutely no exception. He's an incredibly dynamic figure, and he is known for his multifaceted achievements as a New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur, investor, father, husband. He's got a profound entrepreneurial spirit, and he's been really instrumental in creating, you know, founding and influencing growth over 14 companies, and he's collectively generated astonishing revenue, surpassing $1 billion. I've known Dean personally for years, and he's just in my orbit. It's like everybody I'm close to is influenced in a positive way by Dean. And what I'm really excited about for him is that he has an event coming up that is really going to make an impact on so many lives. It's called The Game Has Changed. It's a live virtual event. It's on June 13th, 2024. And, you know, I think that before we even started recording, Dean and I were talking about how right now is not a time to sit on your hands. Like right now is a time, especially in history. And I was just overseeing the writing of a TEDx talk for one of our clients. And we were writing about cognitive overload. And we were writing about how in the past 20 years, our mind has taken in more information than what has existed in the past 200,000 years before this past 20 years. So it's like the quickening, the amount of information available, it is as inspiring as it is kind of paralyzing. Oh, wow. So we are going to talk today about how to get you into action. Another thing that really stands out for me, for those of you who are interested, is he has a book called Millionaire Success Habits, and it's the gateway to wealth and prosperity. His other work, I think that this Millionaire Success Habits book has stuck out for me for a lot of friends who wanting to work on their mindset with money, wanting to work on their mindset with success and possibility. I think possibility is probably one of the best things you can feel because it's so activating. I used to not fully understand what was possible if you were someone that could inspire somebody else. What could come from that? Dean, thank you so much for coming back on.
Oh, so good to be here. How you doing, Ashley?
I am good. I am in startup mode. I have so many questions for you because you've been in startup mode so many times. I don't even know how you're still walking and smiling and thriving. I feel like startups.
I love what I do. That makes life easier. Hey, real quick. First off, I love what you do. It's so cool to rekindle, you know, reconnect today. And watching your evolution has been fantastic. And for you to give back in the way you do is fantastic. And I just want to do a little shout out for all of you listening. I know there's a million things you could be listening to, other things you could be doing. If you spend this time with us, I promise you, I'll do my absolute best to deliver value that can move the needle in your life. Listen, the one thing we all have in common, no matter where you are, no matter what background, economics, all of it, is if you're listening to Ashley right now, you know you're meant for more. You know you're meant to do something different, more impact, more purpose, more passion, more income, whatever those that more is. You just haven't quite found the journey yet. So that makes us all kindred spirits because you know you're meant for more and you're searching for the path and plan to actually achieve the more. And I'm going to do the best I can today to deliver what I've figured out being an entrepreneur over 30 years to help move the needle.
Okay, there's a starter pack for everybody to tune into this. Okay, so Dean, you've had consistent success. I think some people believe that when they have success, it's like this thing that's happening and it's going to fleet away. It's going to fade away. It's not meant for them. I know there's a lot of mindset in that. And I could, you know, we've done so many episodes about mindset. I almost find the tactical is even more expansive, at least for me. But if we do look at mindset for a moment, what do you think it is for you that has created success so consistently? And how are you still moving without burnout, without feeling like I can't do another email? I can't do another podcast. Like burnout is so real. How do you keep going?
Really great question. And the only reason that is so tip of tongue for me is I have a 17-year-old daughter who's going to be 18. And this is what I do for a living. So I get to talk to clients all the time. Tony Robbins is my partner. We're doing the event together. So I am immersed in personal development, right? But a lot of times people will come to me and go, what's the one thing? And I'm sitting down with my daughter. She's the sweetest girl. And my biggest fear is that she doesn't have the drive, right? I didn't have anything as a kid. I lived in a trailer park. I went to school some days without lunch money. So for me, every bit of success is, like, it's amazing every single day. And I want to ignite that in my daughter. And so she asked me last week, she goes, Dad, what do you think the one thing is? And everybody's looking for the one thing. But if I really had to boil it down, and I did for my daughter, is I've always had an insanely compelling future. Meaning something so deep that you never think, oh, this is mundane, or I don't feel like doing this today. It's so much stronger than that. And it takes a while to find it. It's usually not just money or not just doing your own thing. It has to be deeper. It has to be stronger. You know, in my 20s, in my early 20s, my mom and dad were married and divorced many, many times. My mom didn't have much. She worked three jobs. And my compelling future at 19 was to retire my mom. I don't care what it takes. No one's going to stop me. A brick wall, I'll chew through it. Glass, I'll crawl through it. Like, I am going to retire my mom because she works three jobs. She comes home at 10 o'clock at night, tired. Her back hurts. Her hand hurts. Her hands hurt. I'm going to do this. But then I got there. And I had to replace that compelling future with something else. And then I had to replace it with something else. And through the years, it has always been something so strong that it overtakes imposter syndrome. It overtakes self-doubt. It overtakes your friends and family saying, come on, Ashley, aren't you should be happy with where you're at. You try that next level, you're going to blow the whole thing. If I look at right now, and even if this is a game I play with myself, Ashley, like I put in my own head right now, is I feel like I'm 55. I've been doing this a long time. I want to leave a massive impact on this earth. Mm-hmm. I want to be in control of my time because I have four kids from 17 all the way down to 1.5. And I want to be there for dance classes, soccer practice, baseball, softball. I don't miss any of those. So I need to be in control of my time. So one is I want to make an impact. I want to be in control of my time. I'm blessed to say I love my wife and I love date night and spending time with her. And I love helping to lead this incredible team I have. The thought of someone taking away my decision-making, that I can't be in control of my calendar, or the fact that I can't make an impact or make a difference in this world or not, like, I've convinced myself that is like life or death. And it is bigger than anything else, any obstacle, anything going wrong, the burnout. And it drives me. That compelling future pulls me and drives me on a daily basis. So what I just shared, duh, you know that. But when is the last time you really sat down and said, why do I want to do my own thing? Why do I want to scale this business? And usually the first four or five answers isn't the answer. Mm. It's usually we say, why do I want more freedom? You know, my mom and dad didn't really have freedom and I didn't see them a lot. Why is that important to you? Because I want to be a different parent. Well, why is that important? Because my parents got divorced probably because of it. Why is that? I'm never getting divorced. And all of a sudden you get into your heart and you start finding these things that give you goosebumps, the hair stands up, or maybe a few tears out of your eyes. I believe every person needs a compelling future so strong that all the crap that comes at us, and it comes at all of us, and the self-doubt, it's penetratable. You have the ability to overcome it. At least that's what I told my daughter.
I love that so much. And I know that one of the things that you need to straddle when you're wanting ownership over your time, your team, and all these things that give you that freedom and that expansion and that purpose is being resilient and being adaptable to how things are changing. And I know that we are in a world that is changing so quickly. How is success looking different for people in today's world? What are some things that you've got your finger on the pulse for so that people listening right now can start to maybe get a few steps ahead instead of be drowning by the times that comes and sneaks up on them?
Yeah, great question. So the name of the event we're doing is The Game Has Changed. Why would we do that? Because it truly has. And if the game has changed, and I want everybody to really hear this, that means you need the new playbook. It doesn't mean it changed and it's out of reach now. In fact, there are so many things that have happened that made entrepreneurship or scaling your own business more attainable now than ever before in history. This is 30 years of me doing this. But you have to have the new game plan. And when I say the game has changed, let's break it down. I have not shared this with anybody on the planet yet, Ashley. So this has been in my brain for a year and I just got done spending a week with Tony talking about this. So it's going to be fun sharing this and getting it out. If you think about high level, has the game changed? And what I believe when I say that is throughout time to get ahead, people chose work, sometimes a side hustle that brought them more money. But you never really got the choice of saying, hey, can you do something where there's a real life work integration, where you don't even care when work ends and life begins, right? We were taught to get the job and be secure, even if it was slowly killing our hearts. It was slowly killing our passion. You know, I was in front of a group of several thousand women a couple of weeks ago, and I said, who in here has got a career? And most people raised their hand. I said, who in here, when you started your career, you had so much ambition, you had so much desire. I'm going to go in this job. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to get raises and promotions. And after some time when people didn't listen to your dreams, or you shared something at a board meeting and it didn't happen, or you had a boss that you knew you were smarter than and they kept you a thumb on you because they didn't want you to surpass you. I said, I mentioned a few things like that. I said, who in here has experienced? I was blown away when 80% of the room raised their hand. And then I said, when did you give up on going after your dreams because of that? And I watched 20% of the room have tears in their eyes. And I had never said that like in that frame. And it just gave me more compassion, more energy to go, oh, we got to break through this. So I'm sharing that. How's the game change? Is career mindset, and if we want to get ahead, it's overtime, maybe a side hustle. How it's changed, and if I'm looking through the lens, if you have a hammer, you see a nail, right? I'm looking through the lens of what Tony Robbins and I have done for 70 plus years combined. It's changed because right now you have the opportunity to do something where you get to impact others. And I'm talking about the same industry you are in, where the knowledge industry, the information industry is at $1 billion a day. People creating courses and workshops and podcasts and books and coaching programs, because everybody has a life experience that is an absolute asset in their life. So of course, again, I'm looking through my lens. I'm inspiring you to investigate in any area that excites you. But if I'm looking through my lens, why has it changed? Because there is could be nothing better. And I watch you smile when you impact others. When you have the chance to deliver something that can shorten the runway for someone else, right? If you know how to write a TED Talk better than anybody else, and they've been doing it for 6 years trying to figure it out, and they can hire you to get it done in 3 months and get them to do it, and it goes viral, you shorten and condense the time. You're selling information. You're selling a skill that you created. You don't have a product in the warehouse. You didn't have to pay for it. You're not air conditioning. You don't have to put it on a truck and ship it. You don't care about inflation because there's no cost to product. Right? I bet you if I looked at your profit and loss statement at the end of the year, your best line items are the digital information products that you sell. That's a fact. If you're selling hats or shirts, you got to pay for those. So I know I'm digressing here, but what I really want to share is right now, the knowledge industry is at $1 billion a day. Information has never been more valuable. And what that allows, it allows you to impact others, which we're all put on this earth to do. It allows you to find purpose in doing it. Simultaneously, there's no glass ceiling. You know, you get to watch it every single day. You've been around this. We're in the same world. Look at what our friend Craig is doing, or our friend the Hussies are doing. All of them have found a way to take stuff they went through in life and turn it into information products, and they're moving. So the game has changed high level in a way that I believe you can truly create a life where you have life-work integration, where you truly can find purpose. We weren't taught in school, get this degree so you can go find something you're passionate about. It's get this degree and hopefully you get a job. I think it's changed because you have that opportunity to do it. That's the high level. Before I go to the next piece, I wanted to see if you had any questions.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, they're going to hear these examples of people that take what they know and turn it into information. Maybe they have less overhead. They're able to sell it. A lot of people, I mean, it's like they get acclimated to that idea of maybe there's something in my head that I can offer. And I believe that a lot of people have that, even if it's their language skills, they could package that and sell that as language lessons, like down to the bare bones of your being. Absolutely. You have something sellable. I think where people get stuck is, how do I sell it? How do I get clients? And I feel like you've probably been asked that question, like probably top questions from new entrepreneurs. And I feel really lucky. And I love what you're saying about the shortcut, because I've actually told some entrepreneurs, I think in the digital marketing space, especially, you've seen it all, Dean. Like, you've seen the get rich quick, rent a Lamborghini and do a Facebook ad and you pretend it's your car. And it's just, it's kind of terrifying for some people to receive that.
Absolutely.
And I think customers more than ever have been scammed. They don't want to trust things on the internet. They're bruised. And I get it. And as a result, customers have a shorter runway of patience with businesses. They want customer service responses right away. They're scared. There's no trust, right? And so when I think about the times that we are in. And when I was thinking about creating my company, I thought, I want to be a shortcut for people who have taken the long cut. I don't want to have a Tinder Swindler personal branding agency where it's a bunch of inventing Anna and press the blue button and like fake stuff. I really want to be real, and I want to change the standard of speech writing. I learned that when I was working in Obama administration, and it really came with me throughout my career is having excellence in this area. Yeah. And so I've never created anything with low standards necessarily as far as things I'm offering the world. But this is the highest standard I've ever had because I feel like I'm in my zone of genius. I'm in my gift. I'm like, if you're coming into this house, you're not leaving with a bad talk. Like, you are leaving with the best talk you've ever, you know, I want to blow you away. And I feel like that has been a guiding light for me. Like, we are growing very slowly because it's hard to find the kind of speech writers that can blow away New York Times bestselling authors who wrote their own book. And, you know, we don't work with more than 5 people a month. And I've had this vision that's been carefully crafted. I think a lot of people who are listening to this, they're listening to this conversation thinking, how do I, A, package what I have and get customers excited about it? How do I be a painkiller in the market where people really want to buy the solution versus a vitamin, like another thing that would be nice to have, but it's not that necessary. And now you got to hustle to get those clients. People, you know, I think they're scared to feel like they could go make real money doing what they believe in or what they have to offer. If you lost everything, Dean, and you're looking at success in 2024 and all the different ways you can use things, how would you start your business? What are some starters that you would do to go get customers?
Well, first off, I want to commend you for asking yourself the right questions.
Thank you.
Because I have been in this industry almost 30 years, Tony for 44, and we've watched everybody come and go, and we've watched the ones come and stay. And the ones that come and stay have two things in common. They have a heart to serve first. The byproduct is the sale. And that is just an absolute fact of those that are sustainable. And number two, they have a bigger purpose as a company. What you just said wasn't just, how do I scale? How do I get bigger? It's like, how do I do it? The third thing is we all overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in 5. When you combine those things and you combine it with following a path that someone else has already forged, that's how you get success. If you're listening right now and you're dying to do your own thing, and what I just ranted on you, that sounds so confusing. I could never do that. What I'd love to say to you is everything happens one step at a time. One piece at a time. You're doing something to the left, you got to investigate something to the right. If you're ever a new parent, being a new parent is crazy. All things new are a little scary, but you follow a proven path, take one step at a time, have a heart to serve, and I'll anchor it with that. So if I was starting over, being in this industry for this long, I realize the value of information. I mean, think about as you're listening right now, if you had the opportunity to go back and spend a day with your 20-year-old self, if you had to cut a check for it, if you were bidding on it, and you could go back and talk about career, you could talk about life, you could talk about relationships, you could talk about health, and you were bidding on it, how high would the bid go? A full day, sit down with Ashley at 20 years old. I mean, I've asked tens of thousands of people that. It's either millions or priceless, right?
Priceless, yeah.
Right now, there is somebody going through something you've already been through, a skill you already know, a personal experience you've already been through, or a passion, something that you have, they're starting on day one and you're already across the bridge, you're past it. And the world is looking for someone to share that knowledge to shorten the gap, to get from where they are to where they want to be faster. That's, I don't want to oversimplify, but that's why this industry is growing. Now to the person that says, how do I do that? How do I package? That's why I don't want to just say the event, but that's why we're spending 3 days, about 3 hours a day to show people exactly how to figure out what to sell and how to offer it. But here's why the game has changed. And this is why I think it's this is a pinnacle shift in our world. Everybody knows AI is here and some people are dabbling with it. Some people aren't. But what AI has been able to do, take for our instance, what we're going to share too, is we were able to take Tony and I's 70 plus years experience and load it into a proprietary AI that thinks like Tony and I do. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, when you have the opportunity to go, hey, I went vegan 10 years ago. I shifted my life. I found a way to do it without being hungry. I feel healthier. My arthritis ended, all these things. How do I turn that into a course? We used to take people through a process on how to do that. It would take weeks, sometimes months. Now we get to use AI that can get it done in minutes. to tell you, oh, this is how you think, this is what you've done, and give you the foundation. Now, where people are going to mess up is people are going to start using AI to just do all of it for them. I don't believe that's ever going to work, Ashley. Just like you would never let someone else just stamp out a script for a TED talk. I think AI gets you off the blank page and it gives compounding effect. And then we have to teach to make it yours, powerful, unique, and strong. But that combo has allowed people that are insecure, don't know how to do it, don't know where to start, to go, oh my God, I could start off on third base. And I think that's why this, when we say the game has changed, you need a new playbook. And using the old outdated system, which is 9 months ago, is not where people are today. So if I was starting over, because I know the value of knowledge, I would probably start, if you want me to go granular, I would probably start, let's say I pick a topic. I went through a divorce, something completely out of my realm. Not that I'm saying I'm not an advocate of it, but I did. And my prior wife, and I decided to do a child-centric divorce. We decided to become real friends, to communicate with each other. And our kids, it's been 7 years, they're thriving. They live a mile from each other. They pop in and out of each house. I'm remarried. I came home on Mother's Day and my wife was sitting with my kids helping craft their Mother's Day present for their mom. And I was like, I'm the luckiest guy alive that happened. So if you said tomorrow you got to start over and you couldn't teach people to do what you do, I would probably start a Facebook group tomorrow and I would start delivering every bit of value I could on how I went through a divorce that can be so stressful and so damaging. I'm the child of 9 divorces between my mom and dad. They were married and divorced 9 times between them. And I would literally start sharing knowledge and telling everybody I know how I could help them. And I would start building a following. And within a month, I would offer a one-on-one coaching program or a workshop or a community to help people going through divorce. And I would charge them on a monthly basis. There is no cost of inventory. There is no product. I don't need partners. I don't need money. But if I was starting that granular, that's exactly what I do. And I just want to tell you, doing it this long, Tony and I have been helping people for 6 years do what we've been doing forever. We've identified 4,700 different niches. I mean, I just talked to a woman yesterday who was gardening and then COVID came. She loves gardening. It's the only thing that makes her feel aligned and peaceful. And when she finally realized, oh my God, I'm just going to take gardening and teach women at home how to garden, how to be peaceful. Now she has courses and coaching and she's doing unbelievable from home, get to raise her daughter. My wife and I went to dinner last night with a gentleman and his wife. We don't get much to go out because we have 4 kids, but we went out with a gentleman who 5 years ago, he was a car salesman and he came to an event like Tony and I are doing. And after the event, he quit being a car salesman and started a business teaching car salesmen how to be better. He just took his knowledge and reversed it. He's got 150 employees right now, 5 years later. I'm not saying that happens to everyone and some people don't even want that. But I am going to scream from mountaintops that your greatest asset is your life experience and the knowledge you have. And once you understand how to package it, and get people to say yes through service, not selling. Life's never the same.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? This episode is brought to you in part by Libsyn, the ultimate podcast hosting platform. If you're ready to start your own show, Libsyn is truly the place to start. I've been with them ever since I started the U-Turn podcast, and it's been nothing but flow. Libsyn hosts both audio and video podcasts and even has a built-in recording feature that ensures everyone, beginner to expert, can really easily share their unique voice with the world. The stats tracking available on Libsyn will also help you understand your audience and optimize all your podcast promotion strategies. Not to mention, they have a really incredible monetization feature and direct access to brands that you know and love. Having this show has truly changed my life, and I hope it's changed yours too. If part of your dream includes starting up your own podcast, go to Libsyn.com, put in our promo code U-Turn, and you're going to get up to 2 months of free podcasting service. What are you waiting for? Make your own U-Turn and start your podcast today. Just go to Libsyn.com and use our promo code YOUTURN for 2 months of free services. I love that. And I think like you started with community, which is really, really powerful because, I mean, for me, as somebody who feels like she has personal branding pretty nailed down, there's so many people who think, I don't want to start a business. Do I need to have a brand? I don't know if I want to. I don't know what my idea is. And I just think at this point, it feels like my mom's armpit has a personal brand. Like everybody has
exactly
a personal brand. But the reason is because it gives you the opportunity to have the option, right?
Absolutely.
And I think people overthink, well, what is the thing they're going to focus on? So you talked about divorce being a topic of a Facebook group. And I think a lot of people are like, well, how do I know that's the topic? So it's almost like maybe there's some overthinking there.
Yeah. And you know what would be really cool? I mean this. If you're watching right now, and this is a plug for the event, it is free. It's not kind of free. Come watch day one. Because the whole day one is I'm going to take them through a personal, I call it the double triangle. I'm going to take you through a process where you're going to know if you want to share a career skill, a life experience, or something you're passionate about. And then I'm going to take you through a process to go, how would I deliver that? Oh, I like community. No, I'd like to build a course. No, that seems like too much work. I just like to do a monthly Zoom call. I'm going to take you through a process that within 2 hours, you're going to go, oh my God, that's what I'd share. This is what I'd name it. This is how I would deliver it. And this is how as an introvert, I could teach it. Or as an extrovert, I want to meet at the hotel down the street. We'll do that whole thing. We'll do that whole thing in the first couple of hours. And it's fun. It's a fun experience. And again, I would just consider if you're not happy in your current world, then I would just start investigating obsessively. Come hang out with us for a couple of days. If it's not your thing, cool. I promise you, Tony Robbins goes on day one. He will knock your socks off on as well as getting you out of your head and into your heart. Just come and investigate. If it's your thing, awesome. If it's not your thing, then use that momentum to drive to the next thing.
Okay, so momentum. I love that word so much. And I think it is one of the most powerful forces that so many of us spend so much time trying to get, right?
Yeah.
I think about like diets. There will be months I will think, I got to get back on the wagon. I've kind of given up. Blah. And, you know, like they say, it's hard to have it all at once. So yeah. It's, oh, my work is going so well. I've got all these TEDx talks. I'm having so much fun. Ah, I forgot to go to the gym. Ah, I need like all these things. Yeah. So it's sometimes we have momentum in one area. We don't have it in another. I think that's quite common. How do you create momentum when you're like, I really want this thing and you're at the ground floor? What are some starting points? And I love that you talk about your event because, and I love that it's, you know, about the game changing because the game has changed. What a perfect name. And so hopefully, and we'll put a lot in the show notes. So those of you who are listening for the June 13th event, make sure that you click in the notes and you go, it's virtual. Like we have no reason not to, a few hours a day for a few days, couple days. It's why not? But see, how do you create that starting effect so that you get those dominoes and you get those.
Yeah, no, I love it. So first, there's so many answers that flood to my mind. I love your questions, by the way, Ashley. This is fun. I'm having a great time with you.
Thank you.
So I look at it in two things. One, you just got to move because over time, sometimes our fears build. We get certain in the career or the job we had, it's certain and uncertainty becomes scarier and scarier, like stepping out on your own. And all those things happen. So just know that maybe the career mindset has got to you a little bit. I'm not knocking anybody the career. Thank God for amazing people in career. Thank God for my team. But if you're here, you're thinking probably of evolving into something that can fill your heart, your soul, and your bank account all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I would recognize that you got some thoughts that are probably anchoring you. And what I'd say is step one, sometimes, and maybe you never heard this and maybe it's not great advice, but sometimes you got to go to the dark side. And what do I mean by that is we have to get disturbed with our own inaction. We have to get disturbed with leaving our lives the way it is if we're not happy with it. Now, I'm not sharing, again, maybe I'm just a reminder service for you today. But whatever scares you today for starting your own thing or exploring your own thing, whatever scares you today, if that's a 1 out of 10 scale, it's a 6. It scares me. I don't know if I can do this. What would be scarier, trying and investigating or being 90 years old and you pass away after a long life and you meet your maker and your maker plays you a video of the man or the woman you could have been. And you realize you played small, you played safe. I do those types of things to drive me. And maybe that's a little on the dark side. Secondly, I watched my parents struggle my whole life. And the fact is I love my dad, but I don't want to be him. Married and divorced 5 times, in and out of work, never made over $30,000 a year. I retired him when I was 30. I still take care of him and my mom. But my dad, he struggled all the time. He didn't come to my games, not because he didn't love me. He had to be at work. and all those things. So when I find myself hesitating, when I find myself in today's world, they call fear just imposter syndrome or whatever you want to call it. When I find that, I'll go to the dark side. And if I don't take this action, I won't be in control of my time. I'll be like my dad. I might get to the end of my life and realize I freaking missed it. And I will take whatever it takes. Some people, I love a compelling future, but sometimes I just got to look and go, if I don't do this, I'm going to be stuck. And that pain drives me. And then I don't leave it there. Then a compelling future can take over. So first is get disturbed with your own inaction and do whatever the hell it takes to find something that's like a thorn in your side that gets you to move. But then the second thing is you have to find somebody who's already done what you want to do and model them. Like the reason Tony and I own mastermind.com is because masterminding is the greatest thing that it has moved the needle more for me than any other one thing in my life, to surround myself with people who have already done what I want to do. Listen, if I ever want to do a TED talk, this is God's honest truth, I will just hire you. I'll do what I do best over here and I'll cut you a check because you know what you're doing and you can condense the ability for me to fail. You can condense time and give me why wouldn't I do that? I did that even before I had a lot of money. So the two things, go to the dark side if you have to, get disturbed with your own inaction, find something so compelling that it moves you, and then investigate the area in which life is going. Try to find something where the world is going to, not where it used to be, and then model somebody who's already done it. That gives you that first step, because a lot of you have found the ability to move forward, but you don't know where to start. So you dabble so much of not knowing where to start that you just go back to what you were doing.
I love everything you're sharing, and it makes me think of two different types of people listening. One is the people that are like, I just want to make money. Do I need to have a purpose? Because, you know, some people, they're just financially motivated, or at least they think they are, right? I don't know what your take is on that. So that's one bucket of thought I'm having. The other bucket is people who are like, I don't want to just make money. I want to make money, but I want to have purpose. And I don't know what that is. The book that I had come out in 2021, it's so funny because I worked really hard to get it out. It's called U-Turn, Y-O-U.
Got it.
Worked hard to get it out. And it did well in the States, but then it dropped in Asia. I have no influence in Asia. I went on no podcasts in Asia, and it went super bestseller, especially in Taiwan. So it's
so amazing.
It was so interesting for me to remember, and I hope this does something for someone, that you don't always need to push to create momentum. Like sometimes you're becoming relevant in the market because of the resonance that you are bringing to the table. A lot of people are like, how do I stay relevant? Do you have your own resonance with what you're offering? Because when you resonate and people feel what you're putting out there, it makes you relevant in some way to other people. That deep sense of resonance. There was a deep sense of resonance in my book, and you know, it did well, but I pushed for it to do well. And then it dropped in Taiwan of all places, and it's like in the front of every bookstore in Taipei. So I feel like everybody's looking for that grace. They're looking for the middle between pushing and being met. And it's such a great feeling for people when they're met in that way. And it doesn't have to be so hard. So I want to talk to the people on your end that are saying, I just want to make money, Dean. Is there a way to just do it that way? And then there's the other people saying, how do I even figure out what I want to do? So those two people, can we just talk to them?
So first off, I want to say, Ashley, I love the fact that it went viral in Taiwan. But the fact of the matter is, even though you met in the middle, and there was some grace in that, none of that would have happened if you didn't put yourself out there.
Right.
You risked writing a book. I know what it takes to write a book and to edit a book and do the third edit and the fourth edit and still feel it's not good enough. And then say, what's my family going to think? What are my friends going to think? What if it bombs? All of those beliefs come flooding in. You overcame all of those. You paid your success tax. And the only reason you had the opportunity for that grace is because you put yourself out there. So I just want to remind you and applaud you for that. And secondly, here's the thing. If you say you just want to make money, that was my entire 20s. I just hated being broke. All I know is, wouldn't it be great that you say that and you had the opportunity to make more money, but simultaneously you actually enjoyed it? If you don't want to talk about purpose and passion and impact, maybe they're two big words for you. I just want to make more money and stop the crap I'm doing. But imagine you had the ability to have no glass ceiling, that simultaneously people said thank you to you. When you get somebody on a TED talk, how does it feel when someone says, this changed my life completely, Ashley? thank you. It is hard to express what that means, that you're doing something a little more. So here's the thing. Could you have the opportunity to make incredible money? Yes. But the byproduct is you kind of like it. You don't feel like you have to shut your work off at 5 o'clock and then be someone else to your family. When I hear that word work-life integration, it just means you like all of it. You like what you do and you like being with your family. And when they merge, it's okay. So I think for you, of course, it's amazing. It's why it's heading towards a $1 trillion-a-year industry. It's a great opportunity to make money. You still got to do the work. There's no magical money machine. There's no hitting buttons. Ashley still had to write her book to have the opportunity for it to go viral in Taiwan. Secondly, on what am I going to offer? If you ask yourself questions that you don't have the framework or the advice or the roadmap yet, that's how you get yourself in trouble. Man, I want to go to Mars. How the heck do I go to Mars? Oh my God. I it's overwhelming. And could you even go? Could you live with, you ask all these questions, but if I bet you spent a day with Elon Musk, I can see how you could go to Mars, right? You need somebody to give you guidance. I love if you guys are going to join us for the event, but if you never listen to me again, this is not your thing, go find someone that can give you a starting point. That's literally what you're right now. You're feeling like, oh, I don't know what I'd sell or who I'd sell to. It's because you don't know and you shouldn't. You haven't been doing it your whole life. I have, right? Find somebody who's already done it to give you a starting point. And then you go, oh, you know, what do your friends and family come to you for advice on? If you could go back and share a day with your 20-year-old self, what would be the first thing you would tell them? That is a starting point to start to think what your value is. Hey, you went through a divorce, you handled it wrong. Or you went to college and you got this degree and you took this job just to make your parents happy. Don't do that crap. You could, what is that thing? Because that's usually the thing that's the foundation of what you'll end up creating.
It's interesting. I was thinking about my 20-year-old self and I'd probably tell my, I was so worried. Am I going to find the right person to spend my life with? Is everything going to be okay? Most of the time, we just need to know everything's going to be okay. It's almost like reminding me the anxiety management, stress management industry is really for me. But, people who, feel a sense of purpose, they look back in time. If there's anything I've learned, in the same way that plants are growing organisms and they change and they grab onto the, I have these big plants in my house, they grab onto the walls and they do what they do. We are these growing organisms. We change so much. We morph so much. We crave different things. I look back and, the fact that I started my career in national security and now I'm writing TEDx talks with a speech writing team.
You never know where the tide is going to take you, right?
You never know. And the thing is that, I'm lucky that I'm good at making sense of stories, because I think what blocks a lot of people from getting what they want is being able to talk about what they want and share it with people. Their stories don't make sense. Their resume looks like this graveyard of trial and error sometimes. And they feel like, how do I tell this person and not feel embarrassed? Or so when you're giving this advice and people are kind of looking back saying, what's my gift? What would I say right now? What's present right now? I mean, the first message I would say back is it's going to move. So it's okay that it's going to change. But with where they are now and who they are now and what they know now, how do you recommend they come up with, for lack of a better term, an elevator pitch, or how they're going to share with people what they're doing? And then I want to ask you some questions about your event coming up.
Yeah. So we have something we call a solution statement. That's one of the first things we teach, is to say, I help, if I'm using the analogy where I just was winging it about divorce, it's like, I help those go through divorce, create a child-centric separation where everybody can live in peace and harmony. Like, you start with just saying, I help, and what we've done, here's one more thing. I know this is a lot to share with our time, and I know I'm kind of getting in the nitty gritty, but where people get mostly overwhelmed, Ashley, is when they think they got to serve everyone. So when I first started, I taught people how to do real estate. And I remember clearly thinking, I'm going to teach people how to do real estate. And then a voice said, you're not a you don't make millions and millions of dollars in real estate. You don't own a commercial property. You don't own multifamily. You don't own strip malls. You don't have $100 million in the bank. Who the hell is going to listen to you? And I remember that voice so crystal clear. There are people way smarter than you, and people have degrees. I barely got out of high school. I have dyslexia that's horrific. I have to listen to books. I still can't read a book. And I remember all of that thinking, and I was a millimeter away from staying. I owned a collision shop, and I was doing real estate. And then a millimeter away, Ashley, there was a voice that said, No, you know you're meant for more. You could do more. So I can't do all those things. But what I could do is I was broke as a kid, as I described, and I got into about 20 real estate deals with little or no money down because I didn't have it, Ashley. My whole career started because of real estate. And I remember Mary LaPresti was the first woman I ever, she was 75 years old. I bought her property with no money down just by building a friendship with her. And she's like, you know what? I believe in you so much. I'm going to give you this property with no money down. Pay me by the month. Don't be late. I'll take the property back. But if you pay me, and all of a sudden I built this relationship and I got that house with no money down. And all of a sudden Mary called me and she says, I have a friend that wants to get rid of her house. She's retiring. And I bought her friend's house. And those two, I went to the bank and got a loan and bought my third house. And there was this compounding effect. And I started thinking about, instead of me comparing myself to others, comparing that I don't have perfect grammar, I probably speak at a seventh grade level. I took all that and threw it away. And I said, hey, I can't teach somebody to be a multimillionaire overnight. I can't teach them commercial. I can't teach multifamily, but I could teach people in this small niche how to get in their first real estate deal. They've never done it before with little to no money. And when I did that, my confidence went through the roof and I just fine-tuned that message, that niche. I wasn't the everything to everybody in real estate. I was to the new person getting their first deal. Then within 3 years, 4 years, I was the number one real estate educator in the world. That's probably when I met you is what I was doing. How did that happen with a guy that was in a collision shop? Because I just found my ideal client and I felt confident talking to them. And that's one of the things we share is if you try to talk to everybody, you feel insecure. When you talk to the person that's in that little niche of yours, which in today's world with our cell phones, we're attached to probably millions of people who want that one thing. It's why the game has changed.
I love that so much. Okay, this has perfectly gotten me to asking you a little bit more about your event. My friends, how can we not go to an event called The Game Has Changed? I want to know what has changed. Give me more. Okay, so I know that it's live June 13th through Saturday, June 15th. Starts at 10 a.m. Pacific every day for around 2 to 3 hours. And you're expecting, you know, upwards of 1 million people registering for this event. And it's going to be, you know, you and Tony Robbins. And I would love to just hear a little bit about, you know, speaking to those exact people who are listening right now, what are some of the biggest things you think they're going to walk away with from this event and why should they register? I already know the answer to that for myself, but yep, for everybody listening, just to really encourage for them to take care of themselves and show up for the weirdness that is this world that is changing so quickly and the importance of figuring it out so that we can stay on board.
So I would say day one, if we just look at the outcome of day one, Tony's going to spend probably an hour or an hour and a half with you going through finding what's been holding you back in the past and helping you release that and crafting a new story. Now, we've all done those things, but don't we all need to tune up on that? I mean, I'll watch every inch of it when Tony talks. And my job on day one is going to show you why this industry, why now, and then we're going to spend the time to figure out what used to take so long, we're going to do in less than an hour. We're going to figure out exactly what you could share, exactly how valuable it is, how to find the ideal person that wants it, and how you want to deliver it. We're going to do all that in day one in about 2.5 hours. So you'll get done with day one and go, all right, I'm pretty fired up. This seems like a possibility. And then I would think to myself, but how the heck am I going to sell it? And that's what I want to do day two. I want to teach day two on how to turn selling into service. How to find your ideal client, go where they are and invite them, serve them, not pitch them with some fancy sale that we all feel uncomfortable about, and how to anchor that in. We got a couple of fun special guests coming on day two. And then day three, we're going to share on how to deliver it with confidence. People say, I don't know, I'm a little bit of an introvert. We have a model we call Story Teach Tool that every time I share it with somebody, they go, I'm not sure. As soon as I'm done, they go, oh my gosh, that's how you guys do it. And it delivers a level of confidence. So each day, we just want to slay the dragon of saying, I don't know if I can to, yeah, I think I could do that. But, and then the next day I want to slay that dragon. Go, okay, I could do that and I could sell it through service, but how am I going to deliver it? And then day three, I could deliver it that way. So at the end of day three, you'll either say, this was amazing, I'm inspired, but I want to do something else. Or I'm inspired, this is amazing, I want to learn more. I want to go deeper. I want to be a part of this industry. And that's our goal. The reason we do 3 days, Ashley, is because if people are following you on a podcast and they're going to come to 3-day event, I want them to come back to you. And we know this because we do it every year. We only do it once a year. They're going to come back to you and say, thank you for that invite. It was amazing. And I'm going to do this, or it was amazing. I'm going to do something else. And that's why we do 3 full days and bring in guests. Cause I don't want to just have a 2-hour presentation. It's a 3-hour a day, 2.5 hours a day event that's transformational.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Mindset is malleable. So if you do a one-off thing, sometimes it's like our minds can get expanded and then they contract. So I think that makes total sense. I'm going to put all the information in the show notes for the Game Has Changed live, a virtual event, my friends. And thank you, Dean, for coming on to the show. Is there anywhere else that you would suggest people go? Any favorites for people to learn? Or should I just say Game Has Changed event, that is the focus for now?
Yeah, because I would say we only do it once a year. And yeah, each year we're like, I don't know if we can do it again next year. It's a million people. We will have a million people. And it's a lot of work to do. And we love it. So I would say this might be the last one. It's worth the time. So I appreciate you guys listening. I hope we delivered some great value. Ashley, keep killing it. I love watching what you're doing.
Thank you so much for coming on. And everyone, I'll see you on the virtual event.
Thank you so much for tuning into the U-Turn Podcast. And thank you again so much for our sponsors. We are here because of you. And to our listeners, thank you for checking out our sponsors. We always pick people and brands that we trust and we believe in. And just for listening to the show, writing your reviews on the Apple app, and just being willing to make your own U-turns. We'll see you next week.